This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. For the next 2 hours after this quick break, we're going to have the author of The Killing of Uncle Sam, Rodney Howard Brown, co-author with Paul L. Williams, in studio. It's going to be powerful. We're going to cover the waterfront. Giuliani has come out and said, we have Mueller. We've totally caught him doing illegal stuff. If he wants to keep pushing, we'll totally tear him apart. They're not going to give up. Start tearing him apart. That's all coming up. But first, Turkey calls for World War III. I told people this on Tuesday. On Wednesday, they came out and openly said it in the U.S. papers. This is unprecedented. Here is that special report.
Turkey's President Erdogan is emerging as a true tyrant that could launch World War III. Last year, as the Daily Mail reported, Turkey's Interior Minister, Süleyman Soylu, threatened to blow the mind of Europe by sending 15,000 refugees a month to EU territory. This, after the landmark deal signed by Ankara and Brussels that had substantially lessened the flow of migrants from Turkey to Europe.
And they have set up political parties inside Europe that even Germany has outlawed, because you've got some countries that are 10, 15, 20% Muslim. Turkey then organizes them to vote as the Turkish dictator tells them to. So it's amazing. And now they threatened last year and this year to, quote, burn down Europe if they didn't do what Erdogan said, and that they didn't let more refugees in so they'd have a bigger voting bloc. Let more of us in. Let the Turkish government direct these groups, or we'll flood you with more people and order them to burn Europe down. Those are statements from his deputy minister from the Turkish government. Turkey is going the way of radical Islam.
What is the current situation in Turkey?
There's something which I call the gravity of Muhammad. People may move, Muslims may move away from Muhammad, but ultimately they'll be pulled back into his orbit. Historically, Ataturk tried to suppress what we would call Islam by various and sundry methods, one of which is to put in the army as a military, as a counterbalance to the imams. Well, Ataturk is now formally dead. Erdogan has really finished off Ataturk, and he wants to bring forth Turkey as a, basically, not a Western nation, but as an Islamic nation. One of the mistakes you make in dealing with Islam and its demands is to think, well, if we give them this, they'll be happy and satisfied. I mean, Muhammad was never satisfied until all submitted to Islam.
Erdogan's advisor, Yigit Bulut, recently threatened the Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, saying Turkey would break the arms and legs of any officers of the Prime Minister or of any minister who dares to step into Aimia in the Aegean. Express UK reported back in March of 2018, the Turkish state's media mouthpiece, Yeni Safak, had suggested forming a joint army to simultaneously attack Israel from all sides. Yeni Safak suggested if the members states of the OIC unite militarily, they will form the world's largest and most comprehensive army. And now, Erdogan has booted the Israeli ambassador out of Turkey after labeling the recent clash on the Gaza border genocide. The violence, a result of a protest of the U.S. embassy moving to Jerusalem between Palestinians and Israeli troops that left thousands wounded and 62 dead.
And now that his little precious caliphate is in trouble, Erdogan, this lunatic maniac who had a bunch of his security people beat up Christians protesting at their embassy in D.C. Oh, you're a couple hundred Christians, Armenians, protesting Turkey's ongoing abuse of Christians and others. You're across the street at a park? Here, let's let 50 security guys come across and beat you up and even hit police, and then the charges were all dropped on them last time I checked.
And right this very minute, Americans are being held captive as political bargaining chips in Turkish prisons. Fortunately, Erdogan's threats add up to arrogant bluster as Turkey's economy is running on fumes. The Turkish lira ranks as one of the worst currencies this year. And over a million Turks have taken to social media saying enough, meaning Erdogan should step down immediately.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Killing of Uncle Sam, I just read it a few weeks ago. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, one of the bravest preachers in the world. And of course, he's an American, but he grew up in South Africa. And we're just really, really pleased to have him. The demise of the United States of America. Now, he gave us 500 books. I've ordered 1,000 more. They're coming in next week. It starts shipping next Tuesday. But he does have audiobooks on CD and at audible.com that also start coming out next week. So we'll be selling those. But I don't care where you get them. Just be sure and get them. And we're going to break down the book. We're going to cover it all with one of my favorite pastors, Rodney Howard Brown. He was co-wrote it with Paul L. Williams, all these former top guys in the CIA, you name it, helped him write the book. And I've read Carol Quigley's book. I've read, from the globalist's own perspective. And I'm telling you, this is the book to read. This is fast-paced, it's thick, it's condensed, but if you want a PhD in the New World Order, this is the book. You have really put out a masterpiece, Pastor.
Well, let me tell you how it happened.
Thanks for being here.
Hey, great to be here. Yeah, let me tell you how it happened. You know, when I was looking at the situation in America, and I was concerned because I could see that we were heading for another situation whereby they were going to push another Bush or another Clinton. So many people actually have no clue what's taking place. They think that it's a Republican and a Democratic thing. It's not. This whole thing's been cooked a long time ago. A Republican and Democrat are two heads of the same snake. So I was so frustrated about it because, you know, we came to America as missionaries. My wife and I came here 30 years ago with $300, landed in America. And then, of course, we became an American. We had to raise our hands to pledge to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign or domestic. And here we are watching politicians that also raise their hand to pledge to defend the Constitution selling America out for pennies on the dollar, which I couldn't even understand. So I felt, when I was looking at this, and we have all the politicians come around the church, you know how they are, they want to all address the congregation. I even had one guy, he was running for Congress, and we tell him, if you come to church, you're going to sit in the service. And I don't have a 90-hour service or 90 minutes. We have a 3-hour-plus service. I'm from Africa. And so I said, you come to my church, you sang for the whole thing. He said, I'm busy. I said, I don't care how busy you are. You're going to stay the whole thing. And if you leave halfway through, I'll denounce you publicly. I'll tell him, don't vote for that guy. He's a con man. So we had a service, and the guy is in the service. He starts leaving, and I went like this to one of my guys. I went and got him. Said, Pastor said, you better get your butt back in the service. He said, you kidding me? He said, no. So he came in. When I got the altar call, he was the first guy up to come and give his life for the Lord, you know. So anyway, so we I'm a radical, you know. I give away AR-15s on a Sunday morning. So, I felt that we had to go do something. So we went to Constitution Hall, right by the White House. The Constitution Hall is a historical building. I wanted to get as close to the White House as I could. And, you know, of course, Obama's there. And, you know, here's the thing. I didn't agree with anything that he was doing because we come from South Africa. So we've already seen the game that's been played. South Africa's sitting right now on the brink of a civil war. If we don't see a miracle, because it's socialism, it's total communism that's just taken root in every way. Now to land grabs, they've got everybody killing each other. So, but that's another story that I want to discuss now.
I wanted to cover that next hour. That was on my list. I'm glad you raised that.
Yeah. So when I saw this, I thought, I have to do something. So I said, what can I do to get as close to the White House as possible? So we rented Constitution Hall for 15 nights. And I went and I stood up and exposed everything from the private central bank to the way that America is being run. And then, but what I'd done leading up to it, I walked every office of the Congress and the Senate. It took me 8 weeks to do. I took this book, which we call Seeing Jesus as He Really Is, because people think that Jesus is some kind of little barefoot with a lamb on his arm speaking Elizabethan English. That's not Jesus. Because he took whips and beat the bankers of the day and turned over their tables. Jesus was not a skinny jeans, soy latte drinking pastor. Let me tell you, people don't even read the Bible. Then they say, well, Jesus wouldn't do that. Go read the Bible. He did do that. So I took that book. And I took this book, which is The Reality of Life After Death, Heaven and Hell, and we printed 50,000 copies of each, and we stuck this in every office of the Congress and the Senate. Because I didn't know, you know, I'm desperate. I don't know what we're going to see. What are we going to have? Another Bush, another Clinton, which they are friends. They've been household friends. The Clintons and the Bushes have been friends. When I was in the back room, they brought this is 94. I'm in the back room getting ready. They bring a 94-year-old little lady. She's been on the Hill. Her husband was in Congress in the 60s. And so she's on a walk, and I thought, now, apparently they said she worked for Bush Sr. So I thought, okay, Rodney, shut up. Do not mention the Bushes. Don't hurt the little lady. So she's sitting there, so I'm quiet, and she looks at me. She goes, the Bushes? I said, yes, ma'am. Oh, wicked people, she says. I said, Ruth, how can you say that? She's sort of like, you know, I'm playing dumb, you know. She said, they worship an owl. And she started talking about Bohemian Grove, you know, which you exposed. So anyway, so I exposed all this stuff. One night after the service, a huge 6'4" African-American gentleman come to me, put out his hand, very, you know, surly, shook my hand. He said, I work for the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. And I burst out laughing. And then he said, everything you're saying is true, you know. So right after another one of the services, Dr. Paul Williams came to me. He is a former FBI. In actual fact, he uncovered all the ISIS bases in America that the CIA have built to train ISIS to ship them to the areas of the planet that they need to create problems. Because if you have a country that...
And by the way, you talked about that years ago. Others did. Now Fox News, it's all confirmed. The witnesses have come forward of Obama and Hillary shipping hundreds of aircraft with heavy weapons, anti-aircraft rockets, anti-tank TOW missiles to them. They did it.
But the Bushes were also complicit in all of this stuff, and the Clintons. So the whole thing is a cabal. When Nelson Mandela died, Air Force One goes to the funeral in South Africa. Guess who's on board? The Bushes, the Clintons, and the Obamas. It's like a club. They're all, it's pally-pally. The American people actually think there's a difference. There is no difference. So Dr. Williams said, I've never heard a preacher talk like you. He said, I'm a writer, I'm a scribe. He said, we need to sit down and document all of this. So we spent many hours from 2014 documenting everything. We could have come out in January. I felt to hold it off till now. May 22nd is going to be released. You can order through InfoWars. The actual book and then the audio book, which you're going to get next week. It'll be available on Kindle and every place that you'll be able to get books. What I'm trying to do is to run this thing into airports, I know Barnes & Noble's working with us, which that's great.
Well, it's a beautiful cover, but it was good enough to make me read it. Plus, I respect you, and it's just, I already have researched all this, so I know it's very accurate, but then there were lots of little things I didn't know that added to it, and I went and looked it up, and it was all accurate, so I learned a lot. And again, there's so much history. It's a thick book, but it's a lot of little chapters. It moves very, very fast.
And what we did was basically we stayed with the money, because there were many things, you know how when you go down this trail, there are many rabbit trails. So basically what we decided to do was to keep it staying around the money. What's the problem in America? Why is America in the condition it's in? Why is it that we vote people into office every 4 years is a change, and yet we still keep going down the toilet? Is it just, oh, well, it's just politics? That's a bunch of garbage. total garbage. And if you believe that, then you're smoking some of the bad legalized weed that they've already
And you about. Take the entire British Empire model, which then was picked up by the corporatist to establish this new world government, and it's all in their own words. This is a real plan we're breaking down, and the book, The Killing of Uncle Sam, lays it out.
Because there's 1,000 footnotes. The bibliography is 15 pages long. This is all documented. We're actually going to build a website where we actually put video clips of the actual people saying what they're saying. So we're not making people say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Hey, a conspiracy is a secret plot to do. A theory is when you think there's one. But conspiracy fact. This is conspiracy fact. This is not.
And there's one thing they fear is getting people to understand there's a conspiracy, just like Mueller against Trump. And now it's all been confirmed. But they were so dumb. They bragged when he was president-elect. Oh, we spied on him. We've got the goods. Well, they spied. They didn't have the goods. Then they tried to pull back. Now they've been caught perjuring themselves to Congress. When we come back, we'll talk about it with, again, the author of Killing of Uncle Sam, The Demise of the United States of America, Rodney Howard Brown and Paul L. Williams. Incredible book, InfoWarsStore.com, and tell them how to get it from, you've got a lot of websites. What's the best place for them to go?
Well, Revival.com or KillingUncleSamBook.com. But I mean, I want your viewers to buy from you.
Sure, regardless, I just need to read it. That's what it's all about. And I think you ought to make a film about the Killing of Uncle Sam. It's a great name. It's a great book. We'll be back with Mueller caught red-handed, and Giuliani says they're ready to tear them apart.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers.
It works for me. Return to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Timeline. What is your optimal timeline for this to wrap up?
They should do it today. I mean, as soon as possible. I think that they have the facts from which they can write their report. If you're going to write a fair report, fine, write it. If you're going to write an unfair report, write it, and we will combat it. We're ready to rip it apart. And we're ready to rip them apart if that's what they want. We would rather peacefully settle this and get it over with.
But see, there's the problem. Giuliani, former federal prosecutor, watched him, you know, prosecuting Clinton, all of it. The problem lies in that they're cornered rats. They have signaled no quarter given, no quarter received. Now they're going for broke. So he's signaling, hey, we've got you illegally spying. We've got you lying to Congress. We've got you on the tarmac with Russians, giving them uranium. We've got you with a very oligarch Mueller who you say that Trump's involved with. I mean, they went Russia, Russia, Russia because the Clintons were involved up their eyeballs with Russia. And so now Giuliani's trying to signal to them, hey, just stop it. Let's have a truce. But in my gut, but also intellectually, Pastor, I know that is not what they're planning. And so here's one more clip from Giuliani again saying, if they illegally spied, they've been caught. It's admitted. The FISA court issued a report last year. And again, this year saying it was illegal, that they were lied to. And the judges have said they lied to get these warrants and they used it for political purposes. It's in the news. New York Times today comes out and confirms FBI ran spy operation against Trump campaign that was illegal. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, we're going to play this clip, but do you agree with me on that?
Totally. I mean, what people don't understand, the narrative is being spun by the mainstream media because the media was taken over through Operation Mockingbird. And that whatever you see from MSN, it's propaganda. I mean, it doesn't matter who you're watching. So they're going to spin the narrative. People don't realize that Reuters and Associated Press were taken over. So they put out the AP, and then everybody just swallows that, and that's the narrative. So, you know.
That's right. There's always been some problems, but now they will flat out lie about the sky being blue. I mean, they will just lie and, I mean, one day be saying, we've been spying on Trump and know he's a Russian. We have all the wiretaps. Next day, January 20th, we never did it. It's made up. It's insane.
In December of 2016, I was in the Ukraine. And anyway, so while I was in the Ukraine, through the church, it's a huge church of thousands of people. And there were people from the government there, and they said, look, will I meet with the future ambassador of the United States? I said, sure. So he came to my hotel, and he said to me, look, he brought me this document. He said, would you give this to Trump's administration? I said, for what? They said, we want to apologize for backing Hillary. He said, we supported Hillary. So I knew that in December of 2016. So I brought that back, and of course, got it through the channels, which I'm not sure if it got anywhere, but this was all the Ukrainian government apologizing for the way that they backed Hillary over Trump. And they realize they're in trouble now.
And of course, it's come out now that they were running a big election operation illegally against Trump.
Totally. So you got the subversive stuff going on and basically doing whatever they can to stop the president, which they couldn't. $2 billion worth of media against him, couldn't stop him. The Republicans were against him. You know, that's why I laugh when you hear Republicans are upset with Trump. They were always upset with Trump. They didn't want Trump to begin.
I feel in my gut, but also historically, and you see this biblically, God gives people one last chance. and to turn it around. So people think, oh, it's providence. He's divinely inspired. You know, he can't be stopped. I don't agree with that. I think if we don't back Trump, if we aren't strong, if we don't pray, if we're not active, if we're not courageous, I think God will step aside and let this whole thing fall.
This is the last minute of reprieve. In actual fact, Dr. Paul Williams, when we were writing this, he said, I want the last chapter to be called the reign of Jezebel. And I looked at him and said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. She's not getting in. He said, she's no way she's not going to win. I said, she is not going to get in. We've had all night prayer meetings at the church, you know, and I didn't support Trump.
I knew Trump was going to win.
Yeah, I didn't support him as a Republican or Democrat because both Republican and Democrat are wicked. I supported him because he was an outsider and was not funded by the globalists to come.
And you could see that genuinely the globalists hate him.
In no way. The Pope is against him. The world's financial elite in Davos is against him. The former Mexican, you know, president is against him. Everybody. I said, okay, well, that tells you who we're supposed to support right there.
Hollywood, all of it. They are just, what are they going to do?
Do you know why Hollywood was against him? Because what happened in Europe, the EU had voted to fund all of the EU's, all the film industry. Through the EU, through you know, whatever they have there, their system of the money. And Trump had already, that bill was already passed by the House to allow Hollywood to be supported by the taxpaying Americans. And Trump went in and nixed it. That's why Hollywood daily harasses the president. And guess what? It's failing them. Nobody even watches them. You know, CNN out of 25 networks. In the cable news network.
Let me expand on that.
Number 24, behind the FX, which is the science fiction channel, and right off the American movie classics. Duh.
Reruns of Yogi Bear is higher than CNN.
Who wants to watch it?
Well, expanding.
And Acosta actually, Acosta said today, he said, if the president would only let me interview him. Who does he even think he is? He shouldn't even be reporting for a special Pets monthly broadcast.
Acosta's been caught lying over and over again. Oh, there's no Martin Luther King bus in the White House. Oh, he didn't go. Trump didn't visit Scalise. He's an incessant liar.
The whole time, the whole narrative is almost like that. The media cannot stop for lying because they so hate the president. They hate him, so they can't. They're gonna, no matter what he does, they're gonna lie about it, and so. You can see, you know, I saw somebody else said today that, you know, it looks like Trump is undermining the justice. The justice system was undermined years ago. Read the book. The justice system was done away with years ago. Everything's been compromised. Here's the thing, Alex, that's the biggest problem. People don't understand. We talk about how they took schooling and they standardized it, and they basically dumbed everybody down. So even the universities now, I mean, look at the leftist professors and everything pumping. That's why you got these rioting on the university campuses, because you got students that don't even know what the truth is anymore. They have no clue. They don't even know history. And so then they took over the seminaries through FOSDIC, funded by Rockefeller, and that's the funding for Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. You know, everybody talks about accreditation. Harvard, Yale, and Princeton are not accredited. Who's going to question Harvard, Yale, and Princeton? But they were all evangelical Bible schools that actually raised people up to go to the mission fields. And when you go there, the scriptures are engraved in the marble.
And now they're talking about tearing that out.
Yeah.
Because they hate it. They want to tell you the atheists and the Rockefellers created the country and all this, and none of it's true.
How did their scriptures get in there? Even in the halls of Congress. The first major church was in the Capitol building. Washington started that, and the Marine Band did the praise and worship. And the daily Congress could not open without praise and worship. So now we're sitting living where you can't say anything. Who do these people think that?
And by the way, it was real Christianity that gave us our providence and our power. And that's why the globalists want us to get rid of it, because they know it gives us that providence and that power over the world. They want us to give up our birthright.
Because the first great awakening in the 1700s is what took 13 rebel colonies and put them together to make us what America would become. 50 states that would be 50 nations. Joined together by divine providence, there was no ways we could defeat the British might if it had not been for the hand of God. Period.
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, going to break. You got big news on the military protecting Trump, which I know inside baseball is true, but you've got an amazing angle of what you witnessed in Florida when we come back, and you know the fights coming ahead, what's happening in South Africa, what's happening with the Democrats, and more straight ahead.
Introducing Cell Force by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around the tree.
We're back live. The Killing of Uncle Sam is the amazing book by Pastor Rodney Howard Brown and Paul L. Williams, and it really is an amazing book at InfoWarsStore.com. But separately, I was told some things early on in the Trump campaign that made me begin to endorse him. And my gut already liked him, But then I talked to some of my sources, and look, to say I have military sources or CIA sources, most of the stuff we know is from the globalist own statements, their own documents, their own admissions. 95% of the stuff's public, so it's not like our broadcast is based on secret sources. But once the Trump campaign got going on, I knew that Eric Prince was involved, and I knew that they were aware that Hillary was planning to end free speech, and they were planning to persecute Christians even worse. It was so bad that even people who are pretty mean said, we're not doing this just to kick America around for no reason. We're not going to go ahead and just have a huge depression and let China take over. So America got to its deathbed. It got to its 11th hour and 58 minutes. And so it was the American people elected Trump. But it was folks out of Florida, the military, and other groups that helped the American people work to get the WikiLeaks out. I mean, it was Eric Prince, and I was told this a long time ago, but I was told just this week from several sources, go ahead and go public with it because he's involved with the whole Cambridge Analytica and that whole demonization, and they're going to try to come after him. But there were, and it's not just Eric Prince, it was a bunch of other people in intelligence agencies that knew that this was the end of America if we didn't get Trump in. Or at least the Democrats were going to move with the blue blood Republicans to end it. And that throughout the campaign, you know, Trump had Prince and others and a private contingent of hundreds former and current intelligence agency people running counter espionage against the Democrats. And I can just tell you it was not the Russians that leaked all that information. I can tell you that right now, that there were patriots separate from Trump that ran intelligence operations against Hillary because she's a foreign globalist. It was America did that. America won. America got Trump elected. America gave the globalists a bloody nose and a broken jaw. And so now they're counter-striking back. They're the globalists. They're the outside force. We're the Americans. Look at the country coming back from the dead. We're the ones turning it around. But then I was told, let them try to remove Trump with their fake garbage extrajudicial stuff, because he's got the Marines and the Army, once he became president-elect and then president, encamped around him, and I actually know that. And so if rogue FBI and rogue former intelligence heads are so arrogant, think they're going to pull this, they're all being surveilled, they're all being watched. Trump has been coolly letting them commit all these crimes so that once he pulls the noose, they're totally caught. And now Giuliani's on television saying, we'll play that clip again in a moment, you do one more thing. You don't drop this now for the betterment of the country, and you don't really run up the white flag, we're going to tear you into pieces. Let's go ahead and play that clip of Giuliani saying, we're going to, quote, ready to rip them apart. Here it is.
Timeline. What is your optimal timeline for this to wrap up?
I should do it today. I mean, as soon as possible. I think that they have the facts from which they can write their report. If you're going to write a fair report, fine, write it. If you're going to write an unfair report, write it, and we will combat it. We're ready to rip it apart, and we're ready to rip them apart if that's what they want. We would rather peacefully settle this and get it over with.
Now, that is an ultimatum from a former top federal prosecutor who almost brought down Clinton. He's saying, you got an ultimatum. That's from the president. So the president has issued an ultimatum. That's what's happened. What do you say to that, Pastor?
You know, I this thing's gone on long enough now. I mean, and there's no proof of anything. So it's just spinning the lies and keep spinning. So you can see on social media the dumbed-down population of America responding to the lies of the mainstream media, agreeing with it. But I believe in the end, this thing is going to become, it's already unraveled, but it's all going to be exposed for what it is, because this is what InfoWars is doing. This is what you, the InfoWarrior, are doing. You're waking up your friends. Don't be bashful or shy about it. Be vocal, because if you don't speak out right now,
this is the main battle. Exactly. This is the time.
And everybody has, your voice needs to be heard, because you're going to reach people I can't reach. You'll reach people Alex can't reach. And, you know, when people look at
that is so critical. I don't just say it because I just kind of throw it out there. It's true. You, the individuals with the power, when you talk to people, when you spread the word about what Pastor Brown's doing or what we're doing, that overrides them. That's what they can't control is you.
Correct. So people look at all the stuff we put in here, which is 200 years of history. They say, it's overwhelming. I can't do anything. But here's the thing. If everyone watching says, what can I do? You can pray. You can ask God, give me one thing that I must do. And if everybody watching does one thing, you can bring about a transformation in America like that. We'll see a total transformation. There's no question. Two women wreaked havoc on American society. One took prey out of schools. The other one started Planned Parenthood, which has been the death of 27 million African Americans just alone. I hear the abortion numbers, what, 59 million now? So come on.
42% of blacks never get out of their mama.
So come on.
And you don't hear a word. Did you see Spike Lee like a little demon going, hey. I mean, how much? Did you see how much he hates Trump? Yeah. He was like he turned into a gargoyle.
Yeah, they all, even Keith Richards said, and it was so crazy, these are anti-gunners. He said, I'll pull out my knife, you know. A typical Brit, you know what I mean? I'll pull out my knife if I get a hold of Trump. So these people are crazy. They're lunatics.
And they all signal how they want to kill or hurt Trump. In fact, can we play the beef one, of course? Cue Lee up. But it's the way he looks for radio listeners. He brings this violent hate out from Hollywood because it's spiritual.
Yeah, but you didn't see us doing that with Obama.
No.
You didn't see us doing that with Bush. You didn't see us doing that with Clinton. We just had to sit and take it. But they're doing that with Trump because they know the day is finished. They know that he's neutralizing them. He's castrated them.
Since I mentioned it, well, let's do it in the next segment, the whole military thing. Well, no, let's go ahead and do it now. Go ahead and get into what you witnessed in Florida. How they've got armored bunkers around them.
So I was concerned, you know, because I obviously understand how the deep state function and what's going on. And so I was really concerned for his safety. But when we had to go in on a Sunday night, I speak in West Palm Beach. So we landed at the West Palm Beach airport. We pulled up to the FBO, and Air Force One had just left. Now, they told me if I came in before, I couldn't land in West Palm Beach. I had to go down to, I can't remember, I think it was Lauderdale, because it was a 30-mile blocked airways around Mar-a-Lago. You couldn't get there. But Air Force One had left, so we could land. So we pulled right up, and then right in front of us was this huge military transport vehicle, airport. I mean, huge, where the nose lifts up.
Galaxy.
Yeah. All of the cars, you know, his own cars and all the Secret Service cars were rolling in there. And as I was standing watching, I realized they're protecting the president. It's the military. And I was actually fortunate for that. Then I realized that the president's actually walking on line with the military. So then I understood what happened when he said, we're not going to Syria. But then they went and bombed Syria. But now he says, we're not going to Syria. So he's struggling with that. But, you know, and I'm concerned about Bolton being around there because he's a war hawk, as you know. So you see this whole sit down with North Korea, which needs to happen. Needs to happen. Now you've got Bolton needs to step aside and get away from it. In actual fact, Trump needs to override everybody and say, I'm going to meet with Putin. I'm meeting with Putin.
I agree. Well, he's already met with all the other world leaders. So in a few areas, this whole Russia thing has kind of...
They did it on purpose to stop him because they know that he'll sit down and work things out. We don't need a third world war right now.
Well, that's the globalist program. They want ongoing crises, strategic tension, and Trump's pragmatic. He just wants peace. If people want war, they'll get it, but it's been globalists running America for so long that have been stirring up the problems, and that's why they're so upset right now.
From World War One to World War Two to 9/11 to the endless war that we find ourselves in, and everybody thinks it's about terrorists. Well, the terrorists are trained here and shipped overseas, baby. You better wake up, stop and smell the coffee. Plus, and not only that, it's about a pipeline. Syria is about a pipeline. It's about everybody heading for the base of the Caspian Sea with all the natural resources. That's what this whole fight is about. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. People smoke weed.
That's right, that's right. Saudi Arabia wants control of all those pipelines.
Correct, but it's all about the new caliphate and the whole thing, you know.
And Turkey is basically declaring war on Trump, Israel, Europe.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them the library, to give them your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too.
These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k.
You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Why do I call it information warfare? Because that's the term that governments use for information, whether it's true or not. Well, we're using the truth, a lot more powerful than the lie. But as Mark Twain said, a lie can go halfway around the world before the truth gets up and puts its pants on. Rodney Howard Brown, author of The Killing of Uncle Sam, is here with us. He is on fire on air, but also during the breaks. He's going to define the mark of the beast world government system that's now confirmed, now happening, when we start the next hour. His travels to Australia, his travels to India, his travels all over the world. For folks that don't know who Rodney Howard Brown is, he's one of the most prolific missionaries in the world today. And I know you came here wanting to talk about InfoWars and what we're doing and all the news. But briefly, get into what you're doing, your ministry, the other books, the things that are happening, and where you see the world at this pivotal, last reprieve. Or you were during the break calling it something else.
We have a window.
Window.
Yeah, we have a window to turn this thing around. So when my wife and I came here 30 years ago, We landed the country December 1987, landed with $300, didn't hardly know anybody, just knew that I was supposed to come here as a missionary. And so it was a long process for me even to become a United States citizen. Went through the ringer. That's why I'm against illegals coming across the border. There's a right way of coming and a wrong way of coming. And if you come, then you adopt the American way of life, period. And you adopt the Constitution. You do not come here with subversive ideas of overthrowing a country or diluting the way that this country is. America is America. John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, if you don't like that, head on out, baby. So we came. So here we are. We arrived in America December 1987. And I traveled, just my wife, myself, three kids in a vehicle, going all across America, little churches, just, you know, praying, really trying to find our feet of what we're supposed to be doing. And then in April of 89, a revival broke out in upstate New York that carried us now to 59 countries. And it's controversial because if you go back to the first Great Awakenings, you see what happened, where the power of God would overwhelm whole places and people would be overwhelmed spiritually.
And it's spiritual. The enemy can feel it, though. And we can feel the revival, just understanding information is about to break out.
Correct. So what happens is, because in our meetings we have a lot of joy, which I'm actually a very serious person because I realize the battle that we're up against, but people get filled with joy. So we were attacked by the religious sector. People try to block us. So, Alex, I mean, 1989, 99.
No, I agree. You're right. We've got to be happier about this because at least we're awake and aren't overtaken by the enemy. Even though we get upset by the bad stuff happening, we should be really positive that we're at least awake.
And the Bible says the joy of the Lord's our strength. Plus, when the disciples came to Jesus and they said, you know, even the devils are subject to us through your name. Jesus didn't say, oh, that's great. I'm so happy to know. He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He said, don't rejoice that devils are subject to you, but rejoice that your name's written now in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you go through many of the church, and they're sad. I mean, we go to churches, 1 hour dry cleaning service, in by 10, out by 11. I mean, you're so happy when it's finished because it's boring. There's no life. There's no
strength. But if you hear a real preacher in the Holy Ghost, you don't want to leave.
Exactly. In actual fact, we did three and a half hours. Sometimes in our conferences, which start the Sunday through Sunday, 8 days, two meetings a day, 16 meetings, and the service will go 5 hours. Nobody wants to go home. I have to tell the crowd, okay, the service is over. It's finished now. You can go home. Nobody wants to leave. If I don't leave the platform, they don't leave. So people say, oh, people won't endure that. Are you kidding me? They go watch movies for hours.
Listen, I'm not even as strong as you are. Before they dialed us back on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, I could just be calmly talking, and it would build up like a million watching, and they wouldn't go away. They'd say, don't stop it. There's a hunger for exposing evil.
And people are hungry for the truth, and they already know. People in their gut know that they're being sold a bill of goods. So anyway, so when you look at what's taking place, we have a window. So anyway, getting back to what we're doing. So we've been going from church to church with revival, trying to revive dead churches, get pastors on fire, get the people doing what they're
trying to ignite the spirit.
And yeah, because of the Great Commission, which is going to all the world and preach the gospel. If we are quiet about it, Islam is not quiet about what they're doing. There are more mosques being built in America.
They are charging forward, spending all their money, buying off the media. Just they are.
And 95% of the American church.
Well, that's the thing, is we're being assaulted and raped by it, because Christians don't blow you up to make you accept it. They don't get in your face. They don't boycott you. But the Muslims, that's what the left loves them, because you add those two groups together.
Or all the atheists, or all the other people.
Why are the atheists and liberals and Islam allied?
Because they hate God. They hate God. But here's the thing. So if 95% of the American church do not tell another person about Jesus, they never tell. They never tell. 95% of the people sitting in the pews never tell another person about Jesus. But if they see a great movie, they tell you, you got to see this movie. They go to a nice restaurant. Hey,
they've taught us to be ashamed.
Totally. So they go to church, they do their thing, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's nothing.
But what did Christ say? He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Correct. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. In actual fact, he said, compel the lost and dying to come in. So what we do is go to churches, put the fire of God on them, and then mobilize them during the day on the streets to go and evangelize schools, universities, retirement homes, prisons.
Which, by the way, I've talked to high-level Google people. They are more afraid of anything of real Christians even Jay Helm talks about motivated Christians, motivated individuals, who then get on the street. Because the act of physically in the third dimension taking action is so frightening to the whole Silicon Valley, because they want to get us into virtual reality and get us out of the real world and teach us that there's no power in the real world, only online, as they even take the power away from being online.
Correct. And the big thing is face-to-face. When you meet people and you look into the eyes, they can see this is a real or he's phony. Now, religious people can do this. If they're just religious, nobody's going to follow them. But when people come that know Jesus, when they come to them and they look in the eyes, people say,
that's the thing. Devil worshippers and people in the occult are seeking for discernment and real knowledge. But I'm not a perfect person, but I have a relationship with God. The discernment and the knowledge is like so powerful that I even deal with globalists, and they're like slaves compartmentalized to their one little system of control. They're given power by the system, but they have no power. No. They're slaves. And you actually tune into Christ, it's like so big, you're like, I can't believe I've got this much power. And then these Satanists have no idea. They're searching for power, and the power is right there.
And which is what Jesus told the disciples. You can read it in John 4. He talked about a well of water springing up to everlasting life. John 7, he talked about out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So he's talking about the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus is the one that told the disciples to go tarry at Jerusalem. And he said, you will be endued with power. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. So it's not so we can sit in a pew or sit in the church or just have a nice little time.
No, you're getting charged up in the church with the brethren to then go out.
To go do something. And everybody has to do something. Every man, woman,
You don't plug a device into a wall to then have it sit there. You're plugging it in to unplug it and go out and do something.
Totally. But by the same thing, if we bring an electric appliance in here, we plug it in and switch the switch on. So a lot of people are praying for what they already have. They're praying, oh, God, please help us. God's already done everything to help you. Jesus went to the cross. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. God is not dead. And I don't have to watch a movie to know that he's not dead. He's not dead. I don't have to watch God's Not Dead 1 and 2 to know he's not dead. He's alive. And alive.
But how can people even deny it when everything in Revelation is now coming true exactly? Because I mean, we're going to cover it next hour, but I mean, it is. I really fear for people that don't have Christ, because I get hit with stuff, and all I do is call on Christ, and then I just have all this strength. Yeah. I'm so sorry people that don't have this.
People are not going to make it with what's coming. They're not going to make it with what's coming, because many people are not prepared. They don't know how to pray. If you pray, God will tell you what to do. If you pray.
Isn't it amazing? If you actually open yourself up, it's incredible. It's like the advanced understanding. It makes you humble.
Even when you go to sleep at night, now the next day you have to deal with some major stuff. So you say, Lord, I'm going to go to sleep. And I pray that when I wake up, I'll know exactly what to do. Many times I get up in the morning and I know, do this, do this, do this. And it's the most amazing thing, because the Holy Spirit's been sent to help us. He's the unseen one. People think that the Holy Spirit is a manifestation.
These devil worshippers are killing little kids so a big demon gets in them to give them power, when the creator of the entire universe is ready to already give you the real power.
Totally. Well, that's what Hollywood, they have to actually take on spirits to actually act. You remember, I think it was Jack Nicholson said to the guy that was going to play I forget the name.
No, they admit it. Bob Dylan said, no, I had to sell my soul to Lucifer.
But he said, that kid that died when he was playing, was in the Batman movie or whatever, he said, don't play that part. Don't play that. It's a dark part. He said, do not play that part. Well, he went and played it, and of course he died. So the thing is people sell their soul to Lucifer, and then he comes to collect them. Major singers, major actors, major people out there that are wanting money. They want fame and fortune, so they sell their soul to the devil, and then he comes and takes them.
We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious.
Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.